Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. In today's brief episode, I'm going to share with you a couple of tips on how to capture the attention of your audience. Throughout my career, it has always been about reaching our audience where they are and creating content that would entice them to buy or make them feel good about the purchase they just did, or even just so they saw our name and we stayed top of mind. Your goals define your strategy, and your tactics should come from your strategy. Most people like to start out in marketing with tactics, but it really should be driven by your goals and strategy. Now, if your goal is to engage your audience, you need their attention, right? Well, one way to get their attention is to provide them with content that resonates with them and speaks to them. Have you ever driven down the road and seen a billboard and started nodding your head? Or maybe you've seen a commercial that really spoke to you. Whenever I talk about commercials that really spoke to me, I always reference that 1-800-CONTACTS commercial from years ago. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. And it talked about that they didn't think 1-800-CONTACTS would have their contact brand, and that because of his special eyes, that they wouldn't be able to supply it and he'd have to continue to get it from his eye doctor. Now, most of you probably don't know, but I've always had really bad vision. I did have vision correction surgery, and now I just wear glasses to read and see the computer, which is most of the time. But I can walk down the hall and everything all by myself without glasses or holding onto the wall. But I couldn't always walk down the hall and see. My contact prescription was worse than a negative 16. Those of you that have bad vision, you know, you might have a negative 4, maybe a negative 2. Yes, I said negative 16. Anyway, with vision that bad, I had special eyes. And years later, I still remember this commercial. It really spoke to me and how I felt. So how do you capture the attention of your audience? Well, first off, you have to really understand them. You have to understand where they're coming from and what they feel. I feel like I'm a broken record talking about understanding your target audience, but that is the key to everything that you do in marketing. I just finished a new guide on how to define your target audience. I'd love to know what you think. You can get it at kendracorman.com/target, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes too. But you really want to spend the time talking to your target audience, talking to your customers. How did they hear about you? Where did they find out about you? What made them call you? Or what made them come in? It can be anything from they saw a social media post that their product was back in stock, or they walked by your storefront and saw an A-frame for free wine tasting and came right in. Or maybe they just hit their limit and needed a way to fix this, and doing it internally was just not working, and they'd done it over and over again. And they got to the point where it was the biggest fire they had to put out. That's what you want to know. So what can you do to really resonate with them? Well, first off, if they sign up for your emails or a downloadable, make sure you send them a welcome email. Thank them for opting in and let them know what they're going to be receiving from you. That's important. And if it's valuable, then they'll get more information and want to look for more of your emails. Be sure to get to the point. All right, we are inundated with information and do not need any more. So keep paragraphs short, easy to read. Make sure you have calls to action or the main point before they have to scroll down. Back in the olden days, we used to call it above the fold. Now we talk about it being above the scroll. This goes for your website, emails, any type of digital content. And make sure your subject line or headline breaks through. It should intrigue people, but be easy to understand and digest. Don't write a subject line that's in code. Nobody is going to open that email. Use video. People love to see videos. We read so much content on a daily basis. It's important to keep your message digestible, and if a picture is worth a thousand words, a video is worth a heck of a lot more. So think about how you're getting the attention of your audience. I'd love to hear how you're doing it. Let me know. You can drop me an email anytime to support@kendracorman.com. See you on a future episode of Imperfect Marketing. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.